Hey family, happy Tuesday to you. It feels like a Monday. And I'm dragging like it's a Monday too, family. Shout out to the holidays. In the studio, good brother, Calvin Vance is in the building. Calvin, the Nottis?
Yes.
The Nottis Vance. Nice,
yes.
Got one of the biggest families in Muskegon on both sides.
Yeah. We run deep, man. It's Muskegon.
Wow. Well,
we might be cousins.
I'm telling you, you just never know, man. You never know. Because you're kin to the Wyricks.
Yes. My father's Willie Wyrick, and my mother's side is Wanda Vance.
So
I got the whole, my father's side is Wyrick Piggy, and mother's side is Vance Bankhead.
Okay. But we're here because your daughter is one of the stars from Muskegon Big Reds.
Yes.
And she has something special coming up. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So my daughter, after coming off a phenomenal junior year with her sisters, the Layla Muskegon Lady Reds, who made history recently, and I was just blessed and be an opportunity to be a coach on the staff there. She's going into her senior year and have a summer ball. And this year she's doing phenomenal things, and she just got picked for the Future 60 camp, which is for the Under Armour circuit, which is that's the top 30 girls in the nation and top 30 boys in the nation and states. And they got picked to go to Florida for a camp with practicing professionals and training and all that. So at the IMGC in Florida, June 5th through the 7th. So it was just a major honor and privilege just for some kid, a young girl like her coming from Muskegon and, you know, still representing after a championship, making history and still representing and carrying on and working. She's working her tail off, man. I'm so proud of her. So
this is an invite to Florida in June. And so you're doing a fundraiser. It does like a baked good sale, right?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So we got a lot of great support from the community. And one of the alumni is Miss Brenda Bird. She contacted us and said she wanted to do something special like a bake sale. So she put all this together and sent me the flyer and you know, she put it together and said, okay, we're going to have a bake sale. And once I saw it, and then I saw all the people sharing it and showing their support and coming and bringing it out there, it's just been overwhelming. It's just a blessing, especially, you know, this economy now. You know, people don't have to do it. You know, we understand it completely, especially the price of everything going up. Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, it's a bake sale, so you know them eggs is very expensive. So, and just to see the love and support, and I still got people from a little bit of everywhere, you know, contacting me still wondering what dates and times and just wanting to come out and support. And it's just amazing. Man. It's just amazing feeling, and we just truly blessed. And it's good for not only just for my kid, but just every kid and every dart, you know, kid athlete going through there to see that the community is still right behind them when they're doing great and positive things.
Tell us about Dynasty Bell, your daughter.
Oh man, she is that's my middle child. So I have three kids. I got a 19-year-old, she's in DeKayla. She's in just finished her first year at Central Michigan University as a theater major. Proud of her as well. Then Dynasty's my middle child. She's in the junior year going into her senior. She's a two-sport athlete. She's a basketball, volleyball. She's just made also. She won all-state academics for holding down a 3.9. And she's just a phenomenal kid. All my kids are unique. And I got my son, Calvin Jr.
Okay.
He's just a mate. And they keep us going, man. You know, so very proud. But Dynasty, she came to me around seventh grade. Seventh grade, she told me she wanted to play basketball. I wanted to try it out. And when I said, okay, we'll try it out, baby. We're going to start the basics, and you're just not going to quit. You know, you're going to keep going, driving, see how we like it. She did pretty good. She was 6 foot at the time. The following year, going to her eighth grade year, we started doing some camps, Michigan State Fair, started doing a lot of other camps and giving her a feel of it. And that's when she kind of fell in love with it. And going into her eighth grade year, she was putting up major numbers, like triple-double numbers. So he's like, okay, we got some. And she grew another inch. She was 6'1".
Okay.
And me and her mother came together and, you know, made the decision, okay, we're going to send her over here to Muskegon, bring her home. Send her over to Muskegon, and the vision was there. We already knew what the option was. And then the support she's been getting, the push she's been getting, it's just been phenomenal. And, you know, 3-4 years later, She just made history on top of what, you know, these other girls with Mariah Sane and Cece Bonner and those athletes who they brought that and pushed her, drive her. And shout out to Coach Laudermill just for the opportunity for not only having and coaching her and us on the team. So
right,
it's just she's been putting in hard work, man. It's been a lot of hard days, especially at home, trying to make that adjustment, you know, being a father, but also being a coach as well. So
Wow. Calvin Donatus Vance is in the building. We talk about his daughter fundraiser. It's coming up on May the 30th. Now, if people want to contribute, how can they get involved?
You can message us. We got flyers right on like on my social media. I think a lot of people are sharing right now. And the event is going to be Saturday from 2 p.m. until everything's gone. And they say, yeah, just come on down and celebrate, show some love. It's going to be we got some great people that's going to be cooking, baking, great desserts from all around. And yeah, just come and get a taste and support my girl, just what she's doing, man. She's doing phenomenal things.
Now, how many offers does she have right now?
For right now, she has eight.
Eight offers.
Eight offers. Last year, she had five from last year. And then we just recently got William and Mary.
Okay.
Butler University just offered, and Loyola Chicago, University of Loyola Chicago.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's good. So is she taller than you?
She getting there. She's not getting as much. I would love that. I'm not knocking it. I pray to God, say, Lord, mm-hmm. Lord, if you did anything for me, please give her 2 more inches.
Give her 2 more inches.
Give her 2 more inches. That's all
can
right.
Can she grab the rim?
Yes. Yes, she can grab the rim. She's grabbing. So the goal is next year, hopefully we can get that dunk.
Get that dunk
out of it. Yeah.
So during the game.
Yeah, man. Ah! Exactly. Yeah.
Get during the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can do it. It's gonna happen.
She can do it. You know, it's easy.
Wow. But she was very humble when we did our interview. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know the connection, the Baker Street connection and Wired connection and
Wired.
I didn't know all that.
The Vans, the banks, you know, the banks. Shout out to my wife's side, father and mother-in-law,
good people, Aletha, man.
Aletha and Dwayne Banks. And
yeah,
they just—we got a phenomenal village, man. That we're just proud and blessed to have, and you know, raising our kids and helping. You know, raising kids nowadays, it definitely does take a village.
Wow.
So, even the outside family, you know, when we come in and just that from a new school, coming into a new school because she transferred her after eighth grade year to Muskegon, and they. You know, that's family to us, you know, with
right.
Coach Guy and, you know, Vladimir, but we already knew them. So that just kind of made it easier, you know, with the support system and the push and drive. So half the stuff, half the battle, I didn't have to talk about, you know, he stepped into.
Right.
And then after our sophomore year, we had Coach and Chief Sane join the board, who that connection is crazy as well, because I was brought up, I played underneath Coach Guy and Coach Mari Sane.
Okay.
And they taught me everything I know, not only just on the floor, but off the floor. So just to have that 21 years later and saying, man, me and, you know, the man who taught me everything coached both our daughters into a state championship game. And again, I want to say, you know, thanks to Coach Laudermill just for the opportunity and having the opportunity of being on staff and trusting us and believing us. And then it's just very rare that you have not one, but three fathers, on a team, on a staff.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, said it shouldn't have happened or it shouldn't have been or what's be, but we just proved them wrong, man, how very rare it can be once you trust each other and kind of have each other's back. And it really took a weight off of us because we barely said anything because the teams were so like the leadership from Mariah Sane and Cece Bonner and all those guys who were there already. And so their work ethic and pushing and driving each other and lifting each other up, you know, it was very easy for us.
Wow.
You know, so
Calvin Vance is in the building. Great story. And the Muskegon come out and support this weekend. What else you want the community to know about Dynasty?
Oh, man, she, like you said, she's just a very humble kid, man. I think she still ain't really sunk in. Like, the championship was one thing, and she's still, like, really enjoying it. But I think the importance is she's so humble that she really don't, you know, get it, understand what's happening. But just the overwhelming and love from everybody, we just want to say thank you. We love you. We appreciate you all just for continued support. And, yeah, man, she just – we just continue to just get done. We're not stopping, you know, even after now into college years and all above, the community always been there. Like, even for myself and my wife, you know, us being born and raised here.
Right.
And we still get love and support from not only just family members, but they're just community alone, what we're doing, whether it's in our lives with our kids or above. It's just an amazing thing.
So what do you do now, if you don't mind sharing?
I work at Howmet Aerospace.
Oh, wow.
I'm a machine operator, and I'm a trainer at my position third shift. So, and I also have my own detailing business.
Okay. So you go out on site, or they got to bring it to you?
I could do a little both. I do a little bit of both right now.
Detailing?
So, detailing, yes.
Okay. Give out the number so people might want to get a detail. You know?
Oh, yeah. If anybody wants to detail me, it's DDC Detailing. It's named after my kids. And LLC, it's been going on 3 years now. So if anybody want to reach, or you can Facebook me, send me a message on Facebook at Donatus Vance. Phone numbers and everything is usually right there on my post. And yeah, no, all books are open.
I'm surprised Heist didn't try to get you to be a police officer.
Oh, man, you know what? That was one of the things, you know, before that I worked in law enforcement for 8 years. I was a correctional officer. So after that transition and doing this now, especially having more time with my family, mm-hmm. Also, you know, coaching as well, what I love to do. Coaching is just like my peace. It's right. My peace of mind, what I do. You know, everybody has a peace hobby, whether it's reading,
right,
writing, all about. I love coaching. I love playing ball. It was just a peace of mind for me. So doing that still, what I love to do now with the not only just my kid, but the girls that I've coached these past 3 years. And it's just been phenomenal. Watched a lot of them who wanted to quit and go through that struggle and never had that push, and see what they have done now and see them continue to do big things. I'm so proud of each and every one, every kid I've ever coached, kid I'm still in contact with, like kids I've coached years ago that's in college and graduated college. And,
wow.
You know, kids.
That's the reward, ain't it?
It's just a reward, man, to see them doing phenomenal things. I think one of my kids, he's actually a phenomenal coach now that I've seen. And he's back. He moved to out of state. I couldn't remember what out of state he was, but he had a phenomenal middle school team that was like top ranked in the nation. And now he's back home in Muskegon. I think he's at Orchard View? Yeah, I think he's at Orchard View now.
Okay.
So it's just from seeing things like that and hearing him out, and, you know, my kids, our kids that we're coaching now, that's getting ready, you know, went from not playing at all to getting college scholarships.
Right.
You get an opportunity to go to school and the opportunity for jobs, all above. It's just an amazing feeling. You know, we want them to be successful and off the floor. And that's what the whole major goal is.
All right, family. Mr. Donatus, Calvin Donatus Vance, stopping by, support his daughter, Dynasty Bell, this weekend, the fundraiser. She's going down to Florida. Them ticket prices is crazy. I fly that route all the time.
Yeah, so it's yes.
They're not cheap. And I'm sorry, I just can't do Frontier. You know what I mean? I'm always on Delta, but it's I get there, but it's not cheap. So you know, we're going to support. Great to go back to my music. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, man, absolutely.